Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 323. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening to me. Just a guy being a dude, living his life, sharing what makes him happy, what might make you happy as well. That's what I have to offer. Just mindfulness, no bullshit, mindfulness. And I love doing this so, so much. I love bringing mindfulness to life in different ways, whether it's with the notes I put up around Chicago, or writing quotes on coffee cups, or my dance music radio show, Zen Disco. I really just genuinely love this stuff. So seriously, thank you for listening and supporting me in whatever way you do. It is always noticed, and it means a lot to me. So thank you for that. And today, I've got a good topic for you. And I'll tell you how I came about this, because it is really stupid. I'll just say that it's really silly. And sometimes that's life for you, right? It is stupid, silly, random sometimes how we come to realize truths in life. And this one, for me, came from a hater on Instagram. Imagine that, a real internet tough guy. I posted something the other day on Instagram, as I always do. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm almost at 300,000 followers on Instagram, which is just insane. But it does, of course, come with change. And that change is, as much as now I get so many more people showing me love, like insane love, I also get some good old fashioned hate. That's to be expected. I think nothing of it. There's always going to be someone. There always is. And the other day, I posted something on a story. I forget what it was. It was probably a selfie or something like that that prompted this response. But some guy responded to it. He said, "Case the kind of guy who slaps his own ass when having sex." And I just I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. That's not even hate, really. That's just pure comedy. So thank you, internet stranger, for that. And yeah, Avi, that's me. I mean, someone's got to do it. But but I saw that and laughed at it for a solid 30 seconds because it is funny. It is funny. But then after, that phrase kind of stuck in my head. Case the kind of guy who... That stuck in my head. Case the kind of guy who... Whatever. And I was like, man, you know what? I kind of like that a lot, because after the word who has to come a verb. Case the kind of guy who does something, whatever it is. And in my life, I love defining myself with verbs because verbs mean action. And if you listen to the podcast, you know, I'm all about action. I'm all about doing. I'm all about being curious and figuring things out, not sitting around and hoping you figure them out, but doing, acting, asking, traveling, whatever it is, verb-ing to figure things out in your life. And so I like describing myself with verbs a lot more than adjectives, right? I feel like I'm turning this episode into English class, but I like that a lot because what I've discovered in life is that we get ourselves in a lot of trouble with ourselves because we put way too much pressure on ourselves with the way we describe ourselves, the way we describe who we want to be, the way we describe our ideal selves. Things like Case is confident, Case is successful, Case is happy, things like that. That's a lot of pressure if you think about it. It might not sound like a big deal, but when you inevitably fall short of those adjectives, those things that you want to be, the person you aspire to become, we all have this tendency then to kind of feel like shit. We feel like a fake. We feel like an imposter, right? Hello, imposter syndrome. I'm sure you can relate to that. I feel that all the time. Like all the time, I doubt myself because I'm supposed to be the super positive, super optimistic guy. But when I don't, then I feel like a fake. I feel like I'm supposed to be the guy who defines himself by words like confident. But when I don't, then I feel like a loser, right? So anyway, when I saw that guy the other day, Case, the kind of guy who slaps his own ass during sex, I was like, you know what? That's funny. But what verbs actually define me? Case, the kind of guy who does what? No adjectives, no pressure, just like what I actually do. And I was like, well, okay. Case, the kind of guy who writes. Case, the kind of guy who asks for what he wants. Case, the kind of guy who, asks a question if he doesn't know the answer. Case, the kind of guy who shoots his shot. Case, the kind of guy who tries what interests him, and so on and so forth, right? Verbs. So I did that. And I was like, oh, I kind of like that. I dig that. I like defining myself by what I do, because that's a goal that I can get behind and actually accomplish 24/7. There's nothing preventing me from doing those things. And a goal like my goal is to be happy, that's pretty tough. That's very tough, because you're not always going to be happy, duh. And a lot of that is out of your control, also duh. But a goal like my goal is to always ask for what I want, well, that's something I can always do. I might not get the answer I want, but I could always do that. And no randomness, no luck is going to prevent me from at least trying. And I like that a lot. It's like, Case, the kind of guy to publish a book. That is so achievable versus Case is successful, right? Being successful can take a long time. There's a lot of pressure associated with that. But in the meantime, I could publish a book, no problem. I could write a book. I've done it 3 times. That's great. So you see what I'm saying? Like this difference between verbs and adjectives. So I was thinking about this the other day because of that kind internet stranger listing out verbs that I do, listing out things that I do, and how I think those are great descriptions for who I am, great descriptions for who I want to be, better descriptions at least. And then I was on Instagram and I saw a quote from a book that I literally read just a couple months back, and everything just kind of clicked for me. It's always funny because I talk about these things and then I'll find something and I'm like, oh, well, this is rooted in science, or this is rooted in theory, or this is rooted in psychology. I'm like, oh, well, duh, it all makes sense. And in this case, it was a quote from Atomic Habits, which is a book by James Clear. Great book. Definitely recommend it if you're trying to simplify yourself, if you're trying to become more disciplined in your life. And the quote was from a chapter in it on habit formation. And it said the following. It said, instead of worrying about losing 40 pounds, focus on being the kind of person who doesn't miss workouts. I love that. That's great. That's literally it. That's what I've been thinking, but he verbalized it so much clearer. So thank you, James, for that. I love that so much. Instead of worrying about 40 pounds and obsessing over being that person, that fit person, just focus on being the kind of person who doesn't miss workouts. A verb. You're the kind of person who works out every day, works out 5 days a week, whatever it may be. I love that. And here he's obviously talking about this idea as like a tool for habit forming. And I think that's so effective, of course, breaking down your goals, your big goals, into smaller actions that you could take consistently. But I like this idea in a broader sense, as a mindset for life, as a mindset to empower you to actually be happy. And I say that because I think we all owe it to ourselves to stop putting so much pressure on ourselves to be a certain way, to describe ourselves with cut and dry words, adjectives. Words and adjectives that we're inevitably going to fall short of. And I say it all the time, but the words we use to describe ourselves really, really matter. I won't go off on a tangent about the stories we tell ourselves because I do that every episode, but it really matters. And if we're not intentional with them, we're going to put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And when we have pressure, we act strangely. We do weird things. We lower our standard. We get in our heads. We overthink massively. Right? Like when we try to define ourselves with words like, I am successful, I am happy, I am attractive, I am funny, I'm driven, I'm motivated, or I want to be successful, I want to be happy, I want to be motivated, or whatever. I, of course, think it's great to be those things. Of course, don't get me wrong. But when we define ourselves that way, and then we inevitably fall short, right? When we have a bad day at work, when we drop the ball, when we feel lazy, when we overeat or we overdrink, we can really get in our heads about it. We beat ourselves up. we think we're falling behind compared to other people. But instead of doing that, instead of reacting that way, I think we can get ahead of it and just replace those words with verbs. Like, of course, I define myself as someone who is successful, or at least aspires to be successful. Of course, I want to be happy. Of course, I want to be driven. But I think it's better to reframe those things to say, you're the kind of person who... Verb. Examples, right? Instead of saying, Case is an influencer, for instance, or Case is an influential person. I cringe saying that, but that's one. Instead of that, I say, Case, the kind of person who writes every day. Case, the kind of person who creates a podcast, who writes quotes, who records his dance music, whatever it is. I like that better. Those are things that I can control. Nothing is stopping me from doing those things. And I think you're in a much better headspace when that is your framing. Or another one, Case is confident. I think it's better to say Case, the kind of person who is willing to try, who asks for what he wants, who shoots his shot, because those are verbs and verbs build confidence. And those are the things that I can control. I can't always control whether I feel confident, because of course there's days that I won't. And on those days, I'll really beat myself up. But I can control what I do, the words I use to describe myself, the verbs I use to describe myself. And then I can actually do those things. I can actually be the guy who's willing to try, who shoots his shot, and so on. Or another one, instead of Case is happy or Case wants to be happy, I'd reframe that and say Case is the kind of person who is grateful for the life he's building. And I like that a lot better. It's cliche, but let's go with it. I like that better because that's something that I can literally control and practice every day. I can wake up each morning and I can honestly kind of force myself to be grateful for the privilege of waking up, for the privilege of being able to write for a living, to drink coffee in the morning, to have people who love me and support me. Yeah, I'm that kind of guy, defined by verbs, defined by the things that I actually can do that no one can stop me from doing. And I just like that a lot because it's peaceful. It's a quick reframing that, frankly, I've been living without realizing it, brought to life by this idea of habit formation, but it's big. The way you describe yourself, the goals you set for yourself, both of these are like areas in life that are ripe for frustration. And I think about my life and I think about where I've like tripped up mentally before, where I think, you know, where I thought that I missed my shot, where I thought that I was falling behind, where I thought that I was missing out. And the reason that I felt those ways was because I thought that I needed to perceive myself a certain way. That was the trouble area. It's human nature to assume that everyone else has their shit figured out and you don't. We all do that. We all think that everyone else has a grand plan for their career, for their happiness, for their dating life. And obviously that isn't true, but I think the best counter to that, the best counter to beating yourself up for when you do perceive yourself in a negative way, for when you do feel lost or less or not focused, the best response is to sit down and just do this exercise. That's to think of the things you want to be, the things you aspire to do. You want to be happy. You want to be successful. You want to be in a healthy relationship, for instance. That's great. But now describe yourself with verbs. Turn those adjectives into verbs. Action, doing, verbing. You want to be happy? Well, what are the verbs? You're the kind of person who practices gratitude every day, who eats healthy, who washes their face, who stays hydrated, whatever. You want to be successful? Well, what are the verbs? You're the kind of person who does what they say they'll do. You're the kind of person who submits work on time. You're the kind of person who asks for what they want, who asks for a raise. You're the kind of person who volunteers to go first, whatever it may be. Those are verbs. You want to be in a healthy relationship. Well, what are the verbs? You're the kind of person who listens to their intuition. You're the kind of person who doesn't ignore red flags. You're the kind of person who isn't afraid to ask awkward, honest questions. You're the kind of person who respects their standards and respects their boundaries. Those are verbs, and they're great. They're so great because they're the great equalizer in life. You can sit down and write all the ways you want to feel. You can map out all your goals and the person you want to become, and that's great. I definitely think you should. But at a certain point, those things need to become actions. And I think the best way to ingrain that in your mind is to be the kind of person who fill in the blank. In your head, fill in the blank or write it down. This exercise, you're the kind of person who, boom. And then look at those things. Look at those verbs. Look at those actions that you want to do or you say you do. And then ask yourself, are you doing them? Are you doing them? No? Well, that's okay. But now you know what you need to do. And that's big, because when you know what you need to do, you know that you don't need to then get lost in the abyss of overthinking. Because now when you're not confident or not happy or not feeling successful or you're not in a happy relationship, you don't need to doubt yourself. You don't need to feel that you're lacking. You simply know you just need to carry through with the things you say you need to do, the verbs you say you need to do. You need to be the kind of person who, verb, right? I think that's such a simpler way to live life. It certainly is simpler than comparing yourself, beating yourself up, nitpicking at yourself. You just do what you say you're going to do. You just become the person you say you are. Become the person you say you want to be. That's the kind of person who, and you fill in the blank. So that's it. That's just the tea for this episode. Just an idea and just a recommendation from me to you to sit down and write it down and then do your best to be that person. Because that person, the things that that person does, well, those are things that are always under your control. And whether they give you the outcome you want or not, I can't control that. You can't control that. But you'll always be on the right track if you carry through with those things. I say it all the time. The universe rewards people who are stubborn, who are consistent with what they do. And it rewards people who do those things no matter what, who do them even when they don't want to, even when they'd rather not, even when they're awkward or uncomfortable. Seriously, the universe really rewards that consistency, a willingness to do them, to just do them. That is how you become those things you want, happy, successful, in love, and so on. And in the process of that, I think you'll be much actually happier and overthink less, because you know where to turn when you feel a lack in your life. You don't turn to the mirror and judge yourself and criticize yourself. You don't turn to Instagram to compare yourself. Nah, you just turn to the way you describe yourself. You're the kind of person who, fill in the blank. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope that was helpful in some way. If it was, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend, tell them to check it out. And also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I'd love if you would take just 2 minutes to write a 5-star rating and review for the show. That's literally how the show grows. So it means the world to me when you take the time to do that. So thank you for that. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.